with his friends. This year should be a special schus. Maris Hena Miriam Bas Chana and Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara. They should both have bracha, behatzlacha, b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. We've discussed many, many times the famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether Safek or Daraisa is l'chumra min haTorah, or it's min haTorah l'kula, and it's only midrabban and we're machmir. The Rashba holds it's l'chumra min haTorah, the Rambam holds it's l'kula min haTorah. So they ask a kasha on the Rambam from a Safek mamzer. We have a pasuk that's matir a Safek mamzer. What do you need a pasuk? All sfekas are midivrayim. All sfekas are mutter. All sfekas are only midrabban and aser. Of course it's mutter midaraisa. So I don't need to be matir a Safek mamzer. So the Pnei Yehoshua is mitarets that the Torah is matir a Safek mamzer is talking about even in a case where it's rubali surah. Even though b'chol haTorah kula sabeik adarais is mutter, but if it's rov, then you go l'isser. So you need the pasuk to be mati or sufik mamzer to teach you that even if there's a rov l'isser, you don't go after the rov. It's still called a sufik mamzer and it's mutter lava b'chol. And he brings a raya from the pre-chadosh. Pre-chadosh simen kuf yud b'klali sfeik sfeika. That's the sfeik sfeika simen. That even though b'chol haTorah kula sufik mutter, we need a pasuk to be matir a sufik mamzer to teach you even when there's a cheskas iser. The Pnei Yehoshua says even when there's a rov iser you need the pasuk, and the Pri Chodesh says even when there's a cheskas iser you need the pasuk. For example, somebody was born to a woman who had a sufik gerushin, and she has a cheskas eishes ish. Sufik gerushin have a cheskas eishes. Let's assume she's an eishes ish. So the chiddush of the pasuk is that you don't go after the chazaka and say that she's an eishes ish and the vlad is a mamzer. Rather, what do we say? We say he's a sufik mamzer umutu lava b'kol. Ad kan divrei apri chodesh. And this was used by the Pnei Yehoshua as a siyata for his shita that if there's a rov you still go lakula. It's a suffix mamzer. So really the Rambam holds, Rambam's correct, suffix deraisa is lakula manatar. So why need a pasuk to be matir a suffix mamzer even there's a rov? Just like the Pnei Yehoshua says, even when there's a chazaka, you still go l'kula by sufik mamzer. But the Shmaitza is doche the Pnei Yehoshua, and he says, if there's a rov, you got to go l'chumra, even by sufik mamzer. You got to follow this rov, because in the first parak of Chulin, we learn minolan dazlina basa ruba. That's the Rov Sugi and Shas. There are others also, but it's the most prominent one probably. Minolan Dazlin and Basa Ruba. So it comes from Maka Aviv Vimo. Domalav Avivu. No, you go after the Rov that he's really your father. Now, it emerges then that how do you know your father is your father? It's a rov or a chazaka. If that's the case, then how do we say that rov of a chazaka is not effective by a sufik mamzer? To answer him, if you don't follow rovs and chazakas, then we're all, when it comes to mamzer, you don't follow rovs and chazakas, then we're all suffik hal. We're all suffik mamzerim. What was the Pnei Yehoshua's chiddush? Pnei Yehoshua's chiddush was that we have a special rule by mamzerus that we don't follow rov. We don't follow Rav. And even if you have a Rav, you could still go the Kula. You don't pay attention to the Rav. If you don't pay attention to the Rav, then let's go the other way. And your father isn't necessarily your father. And we're all Safei Kol. There's no Vadei Kol. There's no such thing as an absolute Jew. Kahal Yisrael, an absolute kosher Jew. And if that's the case, then we're all Mutter B'Mamzerim. Because Safei Kol is Mutter B'Mamzer. Vadei. And we know this isn't true. We paskin b'kol vadei mamzer aser, ablo b'kol safek aser, he is aser b'kol vadei. Abazoi, we see that there is a concept of kahal vadei. If you don't pay attention to rovs, how do you say there's a concept of kahal vadei? Must be you do pay attention to the rov. If we do count a rov, then it emerges then that if you have a rov or a chazaka that he's a mamzer, he's taka mamzer. And the Pnei Yeshua's answer falls away. And therefore the Shmaitzi says that Vadai Linyan Safik Mamzer, we go basar rubo, basar chazaka, like Bukhala Torah Kula. Ube'emes, the pre-chadish is also molded when there's a cheskas iser, we go basar the cheskas iser. And that the pre-chadish says that you need a pasuk to teach you that Safik Mamzer is mutter, even if there's a chazaka le iser, he doesn't mean a chazaka gemura, he means a chazaka shahura. In other words, you have, for example, a Safik Gerishin, Shanasim Maisa Levatel is a chazaka. But we don't know if the Maisa was effective or not, so there's a reyusa on the chazaka. So now you can't follow the chazaka anymore. So such a chazaka, the Pri Chodesh was miskaving that in such an instance, you need a pasuk to be mati or safik mamzer. But if not, we would say that it's aser. Or it doesn't make sense. Since there's a reis on the chazaka, and you don't follow it, so if so, chozer adin, that he's a suffik. And even without a pasuk, we would know that suffik mamzer is mutter, kedin kol asfekas. So what's the chiddush then? What's the teretz of the pre-chadish? If there's a reis on the chazaka, now chazaka's off, and then it's a regular case of suffik. Suffik gerushin. We didn't know if there was a meiser or not to be vatal chazaka. There's a reis in the chazaka, and then she has a child, another man. So pashut, it's a regular suffik. But the truth is, it's not, because suffik deraisa is mutter according to the Rambam. B'makom de lo ikba isura. We don't know that b'vados yesh lefaneinu iser chaticha achas suffik chaylif suffik shuma, and there's no iser vadei lefaneinu. But hecha de ikba isura. In other words, Bivadai, we have in front of us an Isser, like two Chatichos Shenis Arvu, one of Shuman, one of Chaylev, and we don't know which is the Mutter Shuman, which is the Aser Chaylev. In such an instance, also the Rambam is Moide that we go Lachumrim in a Torah. And if so, here also the Gabi Safi Gerishin, since Bizyet until now, she was Becheskas Isser, Eishes Ish Ella. There's a Safik. If there was a Bittel of the Chazak or a Lo, if the Safik was nullified or not, it's like chaticha achat mishtei chatichot. It's like an instance of one chaticha of two. Sheyamuchzik lefaneinu vada yisir. We know there was a vada yisir in front of us. So here the Rambam would be mode that you go l'chumra. So this case of the reis and the chazaka is an instance where there was vada yisir in front of us. Now we don't know anymore. It's a chiddush to make that jump. But that's the jump that the Shmaitzer makes. That he's shtelling tzu between the case of you know there's a chaticha of chaylev in front of you, you just don't know which one it is, and here you know there was this in front of you, you know she was once married, but now there's a reisa. So since it's you know she was once married, you know that there was ikba yisura. Now to be matir, according to the Rambam, you can't. You have to go to chumra because ikba yisura, megayit to chumra. And for that, you need the pasuk to be matir. And the Shmaitzer goes further, and he proves that suffer gerushin is called ikba yisura, because the Rambam paskins that you're chayiv in ashem tov and chatichas achas mishtei chatichas, and alishas and ofel suffik begerushah. So if you say suffik gerushin is not ikba yisura, then you're not chayiv in ashem tov, because the Rambam paskin you're only chayiv in ashem tov mokum shehuk ba iser. So it must be the Rambam holds that Ishan is garsha suffik gerushin, that's called ikba yisura, and then afterwards when she's with another man and she's a baby, that's called ikba yisura. She has to bring an Ashim Talui. That's where the pasuk comes to be matir that child, even though it's ikba yisura. And we have to be talking about a case where there was a reis on the chazaka. When it says nizgarsha safek gerushin, it has to be talking about a case that there's a reis on the chazaka. Why? Because if you say that it's still a chazaka gemura, even after the suffik, then she's not chayav in ashim talui. You're only chayav in ashim talui if you're suffik over an issur. So it must be that it's called the suffik gerushin made the reis in the chazaka. The chazaka doesn't stand out, so weaken the chazaka. And that's why she has to bring in ashim talui. So now the Prichadish is correct. The Ladivrei Rambam, you need a pasuk to be matir a suffik mamzer abami suffik gerushin. For now, for the pasuk we would aser al tzik b'yisura, because ikba yisura, even the Rambam's mode, the suffik deraisa is aser. But the oilam, even the Prichadish's mode, then when there's a cheska say she sees gemura, we follow that chazaka, and it's not called a mamzer suffik, it's called a mamzer vadai. And also level b'kol, not like the Pnei Yoshua, he says the Prichadish is matir sofik mamzer afilu b'chazaka gemura. Shemaitza continues, and he brings a raya that Rov and Chazaka make of Vadai, and it's also Minator, Filip Sofik Mamzer. The Gemara above a Basar, Gabay Kachel Yayin, Shemsa Bekerem Shal Orla, and Ravina was Matir, this barrel of wine was found in the Kerem of Orla, and he's not Choshish that the wine was made from that Kerem. The Gemara wants to say the reason of Ravina is because he holds like Rabbi Chanina, the Rov Vakar, Valachachara Rov. And since Roy Vakrom are not Shel Orla, you go after the Rov and it's Mutter, you don't go Pasur Makomakarov and say that from that Karen the wine was made. Frek Taisvis, that we pask in that Safik Orla B'chutzlaretz is Mutter. And since that Maisa was in Chutzlaretz, if so, we can say that even if we don't hold like Ravina, even Ravina doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanina, you go after the Rov. Rather, he holds you go after the Karov. Nevertheless, we're going to be Matir, the Yayin, Kedin Kol Safik Orla B'chutzlaretz the mutter. And for Taisvis, no, you can't say that Ravina holds you go after the Karov, since the Karov is a Kerem Shel Orla. If you'd go after the Karov, it would be Vadai Orla. If he doesn't like Rabbi Chanina, the Rov Karov is Lina Basar Karov, Im Kena Balei Vadai Orla. If so, it would definitely be Orla. It would be 100% Orla. Do after Karav. And therefore the Gemara says, it must be Faz Rabbi Chanina, you go after the Rov. So we see from this that even Malkum Shatara Tiras is Safek, that's only if there's no Rov or Karav. Where there's a Rov or Karav, it's considered Vada Yisr. It's not included in the head there that the Torah is Matir B'Safek. So just like Karov is considered a Vadai, Rov is considered a Vadai, Chazak is considered a Vadai. And before that, filu hechad that Torah tiras the suffik, we'll call him Karov or Rov. Habalei Vadai. Karov or Rov makes a Vadai. So So here we're able to go after the Rove, came from a different vineyard, not from this one. But if we go after the Karov, that'd be it. Can't say, oh, it's still a Safek and go to Kula. And Vuadin the Chazaka. Chazaka also makes a Vaday. The Prichodesh wasn't talking about Chazaka, he was talking about Safek. This is a Chazaka Vadois. It's a Vaday Mamzer Vasim in a Torah. Not that he says they need a Pasuk to be Matir. A Safek Mamzer, that's when there's a Chazaka the Isura, meaning Ikba Isura. But now there's a Reisa. So if there's a Reisa on this Isra, or it's a case of Ikba Isura, in such an instance, he says to Usr, Ikba Isura, but what's the din? Such a mamzer, in a case of ikbi sura, mamzer is mutter min haTorah. Frek de shmeitza, I don't get it. This teretz of the pre-chadish. According to what we explain, that the pre-chadish is not referring to a chazaka gemura, but rather he's just referring to ikbi sura. If so, it's shver, because the son himself, lo ikbi sura me'ola, ela dafka be'imo. There was no Kviya Sisra in the Ben, Kviya Sisra in the mother. She was married. And since Meikar, she was Becheskes Eishas Ish, and she had a Kviya Sisra of Eishas Ish, it's called Ikbi Surah, but the son himself never had a Cheskes Sisra. Since there was no Kviya Sisra in the son, it shouldn't be considered a Cheskes Sisra, and Sveko should be Mutter Menat Torah, Ladas HaRambam. So why do we need a Pasuk Mati the Suffolk Mamzer? What is the status of the mother have to do with the son? The son has no kviya sisser. El dolfi zeikel meida kevin da ben meolam lohay locheska sisser velo ikbe yisur ela bimo umshushin isgar she safi gerishin vadheino haisa locheska sisser havelo ikbe yisura. So since the son never had a cheska sisra, he had no kviya sisra, only the mother, so it's on her, not on him. V'im kein, b'shleimim ha'isav vadei b'cheska sisra. This is all Shemaitza Aleph Perek Aleph. B'shleim, I understand. If he was vadei b'cheska, she was vadei b'cheska sisra, eshesish. So then what do we say? We say that the chazaka of the mother is effective for the child as well. So if she is a cheskas, mahani labas. If she is a cheskas, iser vadai, then it passes on to the child. That's if there's a chazaka gemura. So if there's a chazaka gemura, then we understand how it's passed on. Aval in name of the Lomairi mechazaka mamish elomik beisura in kenen omolik beisura dem leflada. If we say that we're not talking about a chazaka mamish, we're just talking about ikba yisura, the ikba yisura of the mother is not effective for the child. Why? Why is the ikba yisura of the mother not going to impact the child? Kevan de ikba yisura eino ela suffik ubedide de ikba ikba vabole ba'oshim talui avol bevlode de lo ikba eino moye lebas. Since, I'm just translating, since ikba yisura is only a suffik and bedida on the mother ikba, it was only kavu and the mother, and abala abashim talui. But in the vlad, it wasn't nikba. It's not moi labas. Umishum de chazaka da havala kevadei. Im kein mahani gam levlada kevadei machuya chasafik lios kemoso. ומשום הכי אמרו מד מכשיר בא מכשיר בביטה. If so, it's effective for the child as well. If there's a chazak of vada in the mother, it's effective for the child. It's machrech the suffix lios kamoso. And therefore it says in Ksubis, the one who's machshir the mother is also machshir the daughter. If you say the mother is kosher, and she wasn't a velas lepasel, then the child is also kosher. Aval in neima, the chazka seisha seisha isra, aveinu alek b'isura, when it comes to kviyas isra, that's only on the mother. We have a suffix on the mother, not on the child. And therefore, in came kvar lamali. So what does he mean? That when it's kviyas isra, what do we say? That when we're koveya on the mother, doesn't apply to the child. When there was a vaday chazka sister, for example, the kids of Sabi Gerishin, just because now the there was a kviya sister on the mother before the Gerishin, but not on the child. Mashenkin, the chazak of vaday, that applies to the child. What does he mean? So, what he means is that dafka chazaka is a davar hamavaris hamitzir so machriyas halacha, and since it was muchor and muchlat legabe ha'eim, the vlad is the same din, even though the vlad doesn't have a chazaka. Mashenke nikbi surah is not mevarer the mitzias, it's not machriya the halacha, it just makes the suffik a harbor suffik, a more chomer suffik, a more serious suffik, and therefore dafka legabe ha'eim sheba ikbi surah suffik zeh. Only by the mother that there was this kviyus iser, we consider it a suffik chamor. But the gabe the vlad, no, when it's a chazaka, that's a hachra the gabe the mother, we're also machriya the gabe the vlad. But when it comes to Ikbi Yisura, we don't say that. We don't say that just because it was machriya by the mother, it's machriya by the child. It just makes the suffix a more chomer suffix. It doesn't impact the child. When does it impact the child? Only when it's a vaday in the mother. Then we're achriya on the mother and achriya on the vlad. But why should the suffix of the mother transfer over to the child when it's just Ikbi Yisura? We had a suffix gerishin, and now this child was born. Who says that the child is pasul? The mother, we can be machmir, not on the child. When the mother, we said, is vaday, then that passes over to the child. But Hagon Reb Beryl Kreuzer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he wants to argue in his Shirei Dvar HaMelech, Simen Yudalid, that this svar is not muchrach. And be'emes, we can say that it could be sur of the mother is mahani levlad, is also effective for the child. And even though it wasn't muchra, what the Metzias is, and the halacha wasn't decided. Because that when there's a ikba yisura, the Rambam is modus shesafik asur minat Torah, because you bring a muchach, you bring an ashem talu if there's ikba yisura. So this is minat svara, because bistam safik the lo ikba yisura, there's not in front of us anything that's gorim lanu listapik, to be machmir. And therefore we don't have to be choshish litzada yisur, and therefore we go lukula minat Torah. The Torah wasn't the chayit to be choshish for yisur, in an instance, when there is not in front of us anything that's more of the suffix. Aval hecha di ikba isura, when there is a kviyas isur, we have in front of us davar hagorim lanu listapik. There was vada isur in front of us. So now we have something to cause us to be mistapik. Ubechei gavna, in such an instance, it's mistaber that we should be choshish for the tzada isur, and therefore svegel luchurma minat Torah. Now, we can say that legabe avlad also, even though lo ikbe yisur, nevertheless, since legabe ha'em, there was something that's gorem lanu listapik, we look at the mother and we say, there's the famous word, what's going on over there? There's something fishy, there's ikbe yisur. She was married before a suffix gerishin, that's kviyas isur. That's ashem taloidik. Oh, we're ma'ur, suffix legabe the aim. We can also be more of the Gabi the Vlad. With the Xeris Hakos of Milsa Below Taima, there's just no rhyme or reason. It's just God said, and we don't understand. Seder Sheikh Shemites is right. It's because Ikbi Surah and the mother, what does that have to do with the child? But here we have a logic. There's a rationale behind it. What's the rationale? That according to the Rambam, the reason you're machmer by the mother is because Yesh Lanu Dover Agorim Lanu Listapik. We have reason to think something is fishy here. We have a Ikbi Surah. So why can't we say the same thing about the child for the same reason? We're worried about the mother, we should also be worried about the child. This idea is strengthened by the Chiddush of the Achronim, Haflong Subas Chafav Amid Beis, Chubas Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Tinyana, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, Chazon Ish, Evan Ezer, Simon Aleph, Siv Kotin Yud Beis. That Rebbe Lazar holds, the man the machshir b'poysel b'bita, that if we have a chashash about a woman who she's pregnant from, if she's pregnant from a kashir or a puzzel, and there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. So according to the one who's machshir b'as, says Rebbe Lazar, nevertheless, he puzzles b'bita. Why? Because the mother has a cheskas kashrus, but the child doesn't. And he holds that the cheskas kashrus of the mother doesn't help for the daughter. That's dafka, that daughter that's born after the mother became pregnant, and we don't know who she was born from. But if we were machshir the mother to marry a kohen mikoach cheskas kashrus, and she went ahead and married a kohen and had daughters, kule alma modu, everybody agrees, even Rebbe Lazar, that the daughters are kosher, even though they don't have a cheskas kashrus. And the svara is that when you discuss that daughter, that we don't know who her father is, the paslus of the daughter is not the outcome of the paslus of the mother. The paslus of the daughter is mechshash that her father is pasul, and her paslus is an outcome of the paslus of the father. So the suffix who the mother had beal with is nogea to two things, two separate things. Number one, to pasul the mother, because she was nevelas lapsul, and sveter, to pasul the daughter who was born from this union where the father was a pasul. Since this is so, Rebbe Lazar holds that we have to be done on the mother b'fnei atzma and on the daughter b'fnei atzma. The mother has a cheskas kashrus, ksheira. The tochter hot nishkin cheskas kashrus. The daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, psula. But the banos that were born after we were matir to be married to a kohen, all right, their father is vadei a kosher. The whole tzad to pass of these daughters is misafek psul. And their mother. That if she had beer with a puzzle, she's usli nasi lekohen. And if she gets married to the kohen, her daughters are halalos. So what do? We go back to the Shorash HaSafek. Since the mother is ksheira mikoach cheskas kashrus, memela, all of the daughters are also kashrus. When she's with this guy and we don't know who he is, so you go to the Shorash HaSafek, and the Shorash HaSafek has two totzos. Well, one of them is the mother, and one of them is the daughter. So with that Shorash, you don't even know if this daughter born from this union is kosher or not. Because maybe the father was a pasul. So the mother you say cheskas kashrus, the daughter you don't. Because in this bia you had this shailov, who is this daughter kosher about this bia? But now when this woman goes weiter and she marries someone else, so now you go to the Shorash HaSafek. Is there a Safek in the father? No. He's a good man, he's a Kohen, he's a Kosher Jew. Is there a Safek in the mother? And the answer is no. It's not a suffix in the mother. We gave her a cheskes kashrus. We gave her a stamp of approval. The rabbanut said she can get married. Ah, we gave the mother a stamp of approval. And we gave the father a stamp of approval. Doesn't even need a stamp of approval. So all the daughters are now kosher. We're only done the shorish of this suffix. What's the shorish of this suffix? Is the mother kosher? Yes. We decided she is. Is the father kosher? Yes. Perfect. In the other case, what's the shorish of suffix? Is the mother kosher? She was. But now she's with this guy who might be a puzzle. So when you ask about the mother, she's a cheskes kashrus, but the daughter doesn't. So in the shorish of this suffix, you have to passel the daughter. So that's the chiluk. So we could say the same svar in our inyan. That even if we say that it could be sur of the daughter of the mother, it's not effective for the child. Nevertheless, here, since the whole suffix by the son as to whether he's a mamzer is an outcome of the suffix by the mother, was she mizgareshes or not? So we're not being done on the son. The issue here, the shorish suffix, is not the son. Here we have to look at the shorish suffix. Who's the shorish suffix? The mother. And mimela din haben is going to be like the din ha'aim. Because here, what's the suffix? What are we looking at? Did the mother get divorced? Or did the mother not get divorced? So this suffix is no get to the son also? The suffix of the mother, that's the shorish suffix. The suffix of the mother is nogea to the son. So if we say that the suffix of the mother, whether or not she got divorced, is a suffix chamor, because it could be sura, and she's not allowed to get married, so when she goes ahead and gets married, she has a child, the suffix ben ogea leben is going to be chamor, just like by the mother. And he should be usher. So what did the Shemaitza want to say? The Shemaitza wanted to say that the pre-chodesh is kasha, the pre-chodesh is teretz, is not a good teretz. We don't need a pasuk to be matir the ben. Why? Because it was ikbi surah and the mother, what does that have to do with the child? So the answer is that it has everything to do with the child. Why does it have everything to do with the child? Because that, what's the shorish suffix here? The shorish suffix is, did she get divorced or did she not get divorced? If she didn't get divorced, then the child is a mamzer. If she did get divorced, then the child is not. But where is the suffix here? What's the shorish suffix? Yes, divorce or not divorce. So how can you say that's not no get to the child? That her ikbi sur is not koveya by the child. Her ikbi sur is no get to the child. Because the whole suffix of the child is contingent on the mother, on whatever we say about the mother. Since we say about the mother that it could be Isura, and it's a Safek Chamor, then we also have to say about the child it could be Isura and it's a Safek Chamor. Because the Shorash HaSafek is she divorced or not? And that once we're koveya by the mother that it's Ikbe Isura and she has to be Machmer, then we have to say the same thing about the child. So the rule is that you always have to look at the Shorash HaSafek. So when you're dealing with a case that we were mati or a woman, like we said before, we had a Safek, we were mati her, and then she married somebody else, so those kids are going to be mutter because of the Shorash HaSafek. We don't have one anymore. They're both everybody's beseder, the mother's beseder and the father's beseder. But if we don't know who she was nevelous to, just because we're matir here doesn't mean we're going to be matir the child. Because at the shorash we have a suffix about both of them. Here also, what's the shorash? We have a suffix about the mother and the child. The mother is a cheskes kashrus, the child doesn't. So we're not matir the child because maybe the father is a puzzle. So here we also have to go back to the Shorash HaSafek. What's the Shorash HaSafek? Was there a Gerushin or wasn't there a Gerushin? And if we say about the mother there was a Safek Gerushin, then we'll also say about the child. And if we say about the mother it was Ikbei Sur and it's Chomer, so that's also Nogea to the child. However, there is a Raya that the Shemaitah is correct, that the Ikbei Sur of the mother is not nogeya to the child, and that I hope to get to in a future shir. But in the meantime, we definitely have a lot of things to think about, and we should be zoche lilmod ulelame lishma balasas ulekayim is called divrei samu torasu bihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.